Brandon states is in good spirits as he works on a car in the BYUI Automotive Lab. He's blonde and has a contagious smile, even as he stands at an intimidating height of 6 feet 2 inches, compared to my 5 feet 1 inch.
I worked with my dad a little bit on engines and mostly stuff on like our boat and his old truck that he had that's barely running, so I do a lot of fixing stuff with him. But so it's something that I like doing and I enjoy the program here.
States is getting a degree in automotive engineering technology in the largest automotive program in the nation. That's right, BYU Idaho has the biggest automotive program in the United States. And it's helping these students get amazing jobs with companies like Tesla, Toyota, Chrysler, Ford, and Volkswagen. The program brags a 100% placement rate, which means 100% of its graduates have a job when they leave school. These students aren't greasy mechanics, they're automotive service engineers. State says the most important thing a student can do early on is network, and he's right. Troy Spratling, who teaches advanced vehicle performance and transmission, tells us the most valuable class in the auto department is career networking.
They go through the resumes, they contact so many potential employers or internship providers, and the assignments are talking and working with these people and contacting them. And they even Skype in probably a recruiter each week. And so I really think every program on campus should have a class like that. We got the idea from business, and they've been nothing but great help to us, giving us ideas to get it started.
And it's true. Knowledge and experience are certainly vital for young graduates, but networking is the differentiator. I spoke with Keith Rose, an alumni of the program, and asked what helped him get his job at Toyota, where he is a product engineer. He told me he signed up for a class that toured different companies. That's how Rose met the Toyota recruiter, whom he kept in contact with.
He was able to help me understand what types of questions are asked in by Toyota, because each company in the world probably has a certain way of performing interviews and certain types of questions that, or at least variations of those questions that might come up. And so he was able to give me a good insight on what kinds of things to be prepared for. And I think that actually helped a little bit as well with how I interviewed.
So what about our current BYUI Automotive Engineering Technology student? What is in the future for Brandon States?
I've got a job offer from Tesla right now to go and work for them back in Washington. I'm still applying for a lot of other places, but I would love to be part of a design team or do some type of quality engineering, test engineering, and working with a team to develop new products and test them and make sure they're all doing well.
The future definitely looks bright. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Rachel Winder.